Recording date, May 8th, 1978.
No collect calls.
And no third-party billing charges.
Will be accepted here at Sounding Board.
725-0136 for playback.
722-0183 for input.
Well, hello again, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mark back here with you on Sounding Board 725-0136. Congratulations, you've made it through the busy signal, which is heard on a 24-hour basis at times for your inconvenience. What can I say? Persistence in dialing is the only way I can recommend that you get through. Our first comment appears to be a public service announcement about a marathon. We'll be getting into that. And I do have a lot of comments on the subject matter that was talked about in the previous program. So you keep your telephone fixed right where it is, as I do my best to keep you entertained as well as informed, right here on 725-0136, Philadelphia.
I'd like to let everybody know out there that there will be a marathon in May 19th, 20th, and the 21st, and trying to get this published all over. We got flyers in the store windows. Just like to know everybody in the Philadelphia area, 4th and Shunk, Murphy Recreation Center. Will be a marathon there. We'll have just about everything you need to do. Bingo, 48 hours continuous softball, and that's about it.
What exactly is it that you're raising money for? You did not specify.
No, no, Mark. I think it's better that you loved once and lost than rather not to have loved at all, because at least that way you know what love feels like, and you experienced it. Like, I don't know if I ever experienced love before. Maybe just crushes and infatuations that I thought were love.
Sounding Board, the comment line that made telephone entertainment an art.
The answer to your question about love, I feel that it is better to have loved than lost, because in the sense of where you lose somebody because they die, I feel that it's better to have their memory, which you can never lose.
Mark, in reference to your comment about animosity and contempt being a situational problem, I have to agree with you on that. It is definitely based on the situation that a person is in. However, if a person gains better control of themselves and the ability to express their emotions and feelings, then they should be able to control the animosities that are built up and learn how to cope with the situation into which they're thrust.
Yes, but in that particular context with which you speak, you see, the question was dealing with the efficacy of the expression of feelings to a crisis intervention hotline. And I merely stated, based on empirical observation and many months of experience working on one, that I didn't feel that discussing certain problems had a desired effect. Most of the time they provide referrals, okay? And there are books written which the general public can obtain to look up the very same referrals. That is what we were discussing, the Crisis Intervention Center. Thank you very much for the call, Peter. Nice to hear from you.
Well, the question, I feel, as far as it is better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. This is Helen from South Philadelphia. I feel that in one, to have not have loved at all is like a gutted out building or an empty eggshell. One who has never experienced it. So therefore I feel that I would put them in the same classification as an android or something like that. One that has never experienced an emotion. So therefore, as such, I feel that I don't feel that without loving, one must experience it during the course of one's lifetime, because that's what makes us a human being, and therefore, as such, we are entitled to at least have loved once, even if we have to have lost it at one time or another.
For those who may be listening to Sounding Board for the first time, we are not restricting the discussion to this one topic. Please don't feel that I'm repressing you to speak about any other topic, but while we're on this particular subject, let me phrase another question for you to ponder. How long must one be acquainted with someone else before they can love them? You might want to answer that. Perhaps there is no set length of time. Perhaps it's not the time factor, but what can be derived from the relationship. So there's another point of philosophy that you can ponder. 722-0183 is the sounding board input line.
Mike, this is Mary, and I'd like to comment on the person who says she's having a problem in her family. Somebody goes over her house and they eat what they want to eat, anytime they want to eat. The person, what she should do is tell the person, frankly, say, won't you eat a little bit and save some for the other, you know, other company that I have over. Or if the person don't understand that, when the person come over, just put the food up till it's time for dinner, and then she put it down and let everybody get enough. Because we had that problem too. And I'd like to comment about this guy talking about the move. They gave up because the government had they were associating about the move has to, the people who have to go in jail, all the people that were supposed to go to jail who did wrong, they're going to jail, and the move will, and the government will give the move food for the dogs and the people, 3 meals a day for dogs, rats, whatever, who's there. And that's why they gave up, because the move was getting mighty hungry, you know. I would too. And I would gave up sooner than that. You know, they got a lot of guts, you know. I take praise to them, you know. And that's it.
Hey, listen to all the amazing comments in here.
Yeah, hello, Mark. Why don't you broadcast out there that there's a 25-year-old girl interested in going out. I'm trying to get over a heartbreak, and I figure if I go out and party with some people, you know, maybe it'll help me get over it. And why don't you give me a call? My phone number's catch you later, Mark, hopefully.
The devil's work shall be done by these people's minds who are affected at least by some of the below. Exposed to rejection, who doesn't love thyself, constantly feels hurt, lonely, paranoid, lets their mind sit stagnant. It is not true to assume that all minds are connected with the devil's ways, but it is true to assume that all minds that have been subjected to one way or another to the feelings above have the potential to do harm to themselves and others. Thank you.
I suppose that's true. If one person gets angry, you can either direct your anger inward toward yourself, which in the most drastic of circumstances can produce a suicidal effect, or the anger can be directed externally, which might produce a pernicious effect upon those around you. Thank you very much for the philosophy.
Much more music.
All right, everybody, 722-0183 is the input line. We're not restricting the discussion to just love. It's open to anything. So give it a call, all right? Let's have your opinions, your comments, questions, suggestions, or whatever. This is Mark saying goodbye. Thanks much for checking in here on Sounding Board. By the way, we may have a new staff member here, but we'll talk about that in the future. Catch you later, people.
Circus mind that's running around. Butterflies and fables and movies and fairy tales. That's all she appears. Riding with the wind. When I'm sad, she comes to me with a thousand smiles. She gets to leave me. It's all